My name is Ezra Zayed. We're continuing with our coverage in the aftermath of GE14. And one of the things that we've been trying to make sense of is this current transition. There have been a lot of miscommunication and delay in the past few days of getting that information out there. We have on the line right now Gurdial Singh. He's the head of the PKR legal team. And of course, he's been working with him right throughout the night. Gurdial, thank you very much for taking the time to join us on the program, and we appreciate much of your time, but perhaps you haven't had much sleep. But can you give us an update on, I guess, this delay in the swearing-in of the new government? How concerned is the party with this?
Yes. Well, the position now is, I think, has been clarified by by Tun Mahathir in his press conference earlier on today, and that is that the executive, which is the government, will have to be appointed. And that starts off with the appointment of the Prime Minister. And the Prime Minister will be appointed by the Young People's Hon. Agong. Now, under Article 43(2A) of the Federal Constitution, the Young People's Hon. Agong shall appoint as Prime Minister a person, member of Parliament, a member of Parliament who, in his judgment, commands a majority, the confidence of a majority of the members of Parliament. Now, where it is clear that the members support that particular member of Parliament to become the Prime Minister, then the Young People's Hon. Agong's discretion is limited and has to abide by the fact that it is clearly established that there is a need that the members of Parliament would like to appoint this particular person as their Prime Minister.
And Gurdial, is there any lack of clarity or subjectivity when it comes to the question of who has the confidence of the Dewan Rakyat when he meets the Agong?
Well, if it is, first is the election results are very clear. The Pakatan Harapan, which is a coalition that contested under one symbol of Keadilan Raya, has won the largest number of seats. The chairman of that coalition is Tun Mahathir. All the four parties have signed a document which makes clear that they support Tun Mahathir as the Prime Minister elect, and all the members of Parliament have also signed a document to make clear that they support Tun Mahathir as Prime Minister. So in this context, there is no doubt whatsoever that he commands the confidence of a majority of the members of Parliament. He's delinked from a party which enjoys the confidence, the member who enjoys the confidence. Because that's how Parliament will work. If the executive that is chosen, the head of the executive that is chosen, does not command the majority, then when he goes to Parliament to have laws enacted or changed, then he could be voted. He could be a minority vote. So this is how the convention is, that he must be chosen from among those in whom he's reposed the confidence of a majority of the members.
Gurdial, I guess it sounds like if there is clarity on the part of the party members and the coalition or whatever configuration that they that is there, it seems that also that the Agong is bound to his duties as a constitutional ruler and with regards to the federal constitution.
Yes, indeed. The constitution makes it very clear. It's mandatory. He has to appoint the person. The only discretion is as regards his judgment as to who commands the confidence of the majority. But if that is already made clear through documentation or howsoever otherwise, then his discretion is completely limited and circumscribed by this provision. So he has to choose the person. And in this case, it's very clear there is Tun Mahathir.
Gurdil, thank you very much for joining us on the program, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
That was Gurdil Singh, a constitutional lawyer, giving us more insight into this transition of power, talking about some of the elements of the federal constitution, the role of the ruler, the role of the leader who has the confidence of the House.